All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And today, we've been delivered. The power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we shout hallelujah, 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 because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, we offer this sacrifice of praise. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we praise and we magnify your name because, Lord, you are great and you're greatly to be praised. I give you glory and I give you honor. And I'm just grateful and thankful for life, health, and strength. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit that you have not left us alone. That he's our advocate. He's our counselor. I thank you for the healing anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you that you are still in the healing business. I thank you, Lord God, for driving out lung cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for type 1, type 2 diabetes being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for hypertension. I thank you for every eating disorder being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for that. I thank you for binding the strong men over this area, over this region, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. Send forth your angels to do battle at the top of the throne of the strong men in this area, Lord God. God, release your power, release your anointing in a great and a mighty way, and let your name be exalted among the heathen. Lord, let your name be exalted in among the heathen, above the heathen. Father God, I ask that you release financial miracles. Let the money come from the north, south, east, and the west. Lord God, there are those that need major financial miracles. Let the money hit their bank account. Let inheritance be released in the name of Yeshua. Let the voice of the tormentors be silent in the name of Yeshua. Let restitution come forth sevenfold in the name of Yeshua. That may they receive all that the locust and the cankerworm have eaten. Restore their financial stability. Restore their homes. Restore their dreams and their visions in the name of Yeshua. I bind the spirit of oppression and depression, and I break it over the lives of your people, Lord God, that they may walk in clarity and focus. Let them be strengthened. Let them be refreshed in the name of Yeshua. Order their footsteps, Lord God. I ask that you would open doors for people to walk into new blessings, to walk into favor, to walk into new jobs and promotions and increase in pay in the name of Yeshua. Lord, restore joy, restore peace. In the name of Yeshua. Now, Father, I thank you. I thank you for doing it. I ask that your blessing would be upon this broadcast today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor and the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again as we share the Word of God. To the first-time listeners, thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with anything that I say, get on your knees, pray, and seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous time. Yeshua, Jesus, his return is imminent. You hear me say this. Pray. Get in a relationship with him. We are living in perilous times. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And I want to encourage you just to get in a place where God wants you to be. Lord, what's next for me? Lord, where do I go from here? Me, even myself, we've been on the radio for 20 some odd years. I think this is year 20, year 21. I didn't lost count. And most likely this is going to be our last year on the radio, straight from his word. And I'm trying to come to grips with that. I just want to do God's will and be Where he's called me to be, you know, I pray, saints, Lord, I just want to be found serving you. It's been real. The warfare has been great, and the struggle has been tough. This has been one of the hardest years. I thought I'd been something, but this is one of the hardest things, as the enemy has attacked my health, and he's come after me hard, but I'm still here by the grace of God. And I'm grateful and thankful, and straight from his word has been an avenue for me to speak his word, to proclaim his truth, to speak the full counsel of God's word. You know, normally I put out a petition to pray if I should continue to go forward. But, you know, this year I have not even received an offer to renew a contract here at the radio station. There's been a lot of changes here. And so I believe that this broadcast and the last few will probably be the last few for Straight From His Word. And I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting Straight From His Word. The few that have been faithful in giving, every amount helps and has helped. And I want to say thank you, and I pray that God would bless you, and I pray that God would reward you for your faithfulness and every sacrifice and gave. You know, God is amazing that Straight From His Word is a ministry, literally. We walk by faith and not by sight. We have never had hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars come in. I didn't get into this for the money. I just wanted to be obedient to do God's will. When I was pastoring, the Lord said, okay, let's just go into the ministry basically full time. I was obedient to the call and the mandate, and realizing that I just want to please God. You know, I just want to please Him, be found serving Him. But for those of you that have supported Straight From His Word with all of your gifts, big or small, I'm, you know, thankful. There have been times that someone has listened to the broadcast, and I've seen an elderly lady. Oh, God. She was like the woman with the two mites. And she sent me a money order. And I think it was about, $5 or something. And she says, I don't have a lot, but I want to bless your ministry. And it will be at those times that God would encourage me just by the fact that someone would give their very, no matter how small. And you know, I still have the money, or I never cashed it. That God would move. And there were times where He's moved on the people. It's been a fight to keep us on the air, you know, to give $1,000 or $2,000 because we were behind in our radio bill, or $300, you know. But God has remained faithful. And as I reflect back and I look, all I can say is thank you, Lord, because you moved on the heart of people. I also know there are people that God has moved on their hearts that have not been obedient. They could have written a check for $10,000, $15,000, and say, here, do with it as you will. But for those that have been obedient, big or small, thank you. And I pray that God will continue to bless you, that God will continue to open doors for you, because the God that we serve is great. And in the hour and the time that we're living in, God needs obedient servants who would not bow down to graven images, who would not compromise with the spirit of the world. And we are experiencing that right now. There has been a great falling away in the body of Christ. There is an apostasy that is taking place. The church in America has become a social club, basically. We get together and have tea and crumpets, drink our lattes and coffees, and we want to be entertained instead of coming to meet with God. You see, the whole purpose of us coming together as a body of believers is to meet with God and to receive instructions, because we're in the army of the Lord, and to go back out and proclaim that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord, that he's the Messiah, that we go into the workplace and we be an example, and recognizing the fact, saints, that when you are going through, the enemy is going to come at you, and he's going to seek to discourage you. He's going to seek to destroy you. And when you're going through on your job, you got to stand, you got to fight, and you got to recognize that in the body of Christ, your devils, I mean, the people's demons are irritated by Christ that is in you. And you have to recognize that, and recognizing that you are involved in this spiritual warfare. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. You know, I'm, you know, just sharing my testimony when I, in the hospital, when I came out, I become grateful and thankful. I thought I was, but I became more thankful for every little thing. And so I've become soft emotionally. You know, every little thing and every little blessing I get, it touches my heart. But recognizing the fact that you that are listening, you have calls, you have mandates. There are things that God wants to do with you and use you and open doors. Many of you are contemplating various decisions, and you're trying to say, well, God, should I go here? God, should I do this? God, should I do that? And the Spirit of the Lord would say, listen and follow his leading. Be still and come before the Lord and allow him to minister to you. Some of you are having to make life-changing decisions, and the Spirit of God is going to speak to you, and you're going to have clarity of mind and focus, because God is not the author of confusion. You will have clarity to know this is what is happening, and this is where you go. This is what you need to do. And as you are obedient to what God gives you to do and puts on your heart, you will be blessed and you will prosper. And you have to tell the enemy to shut up and to be silent, because he will come and try to twist the word. He will try to steal the word. Some of you have been walking around in oppression, and as of right now, that yoke of oppression is broken over your lives right now in the name of Yeshua. Some of you have been walking in a spirit of discouragement. We break that spirit and we command it to go in the name of Yeshua. And we ask that the joy of the Lord will hit you, and that you will walk in his joy, and that you will walk in his peace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul, as he was talking to the church at Ephesus, gave this command. And we need to understand, as Paul, because you are in the army of the Lord. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. And you're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations. You're going to go through hell. Just because you become a believer in Christ does not make us exempt, because we live in a fallen world. Our bodies, you know, many of us, we live reckless lives when we were younger. We have generational curses and generational sins, and our bloodline has been passed down through DNA that will impact our health and the health of our children. But it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. Doesn't mean that we're not believers. We're just going through the cycle of life. But we have a provision in Christ, and know that when something hits, as I shared my testimony in a previous broadcast, we have to stand and believe God's word, that God will save us, that God will heal us, that God will deliver us, and that God will bring us out. And as he did for me, in my surgery, in my condition that I had, I went in to have my gallbladder removed in a hernia repair. And then when the surgeon got in, she saw that my gallbladder had fused itself to my colon, which was a complicated thing. And she had to separate my colon from my gallbladder, repair the colon, and then take my gallbladder out. The gallbladder was infected, and which led to all of the other stuff that I shared with you last week. But recognizing that fact, even that was a divine appointment, because if this thing had separated or ruptured,
I would have been into, I probably wouldn't be alive today. I'll say it like that. But God had mercy on me, and recognizing that it's a part of spiritual warfare, because we say, why did this? Why is God allowed? I said, God allowed this for a purpose, but he put me in a position, in a place, and gave me a surgeon who knew what they were doing. But recognizing it is a part of spiritual warfare when you are preaching the word of God. When I started teaching on this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, at the beginning of the year, dealing with idol worship, Satan and his minions got angry because that's a sacred cow. You don't talk about that, because that's what got the children of Israel in trouble with God. And he unleashed all hell against me. He attacked my finances, my ministry. He tried to attack on my job. He went after my health, the health of my family members, the health of my children, grandchildren. I mean, it was coming from all sides. And it was only by the grace of God, because of my prayer life and the relationship that I have with God, that I've been able to walk through this fire and trial and overcome. You hear me, saints? But Paul was given the instruction to the church at Ephesus. And hear me now. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles. When you look at the word wiles, it means strategies, it means tactics of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul says there is an organized kingdom, and I've talked about this. I know some of my listeners, I probably lost the people when we started talking about spiritual warfare and different things. There is a spiritual realm. And there is a kingdom of darkness that Satan operates in the spiritual realm. And it is highly organized. And Satan and his minions, they have a dossier and plan on every individual and every family. So they know how to attack the weaknesses of believers when you come to Christ. They already got those that are not serving Christ. But we need to become aware, and this is the part of the equipping of the saints that I've been given a charge to make us understand, that when stuff and people are coming against you, and the people that were once walking with you and turn against you, you recognize that we're warned. This is not flesh and blood. But there's principalities, there's powers against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness. There's stuff going on in the spiritual realm that we can't see, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the gift of discernment, and the Holy Spirit lets us know what is happening, why the attack is going on, if it's demonic, and where it's coming from. And it says we have to dress ourselves in the armor of God, that we're ready to fight. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, because Satan will come at you. His minions will come at you. They will bring things from the north, south, east, and the west, and it will make you want to give up. But you have to continue to stand. He said, in a bit, and having done all to stand, Paul says stand, because the onslaught can be overwhelming. And you got to know that you know that you know that the God that you are serving, we said this in previous broadcast, that the God that you serve is able to deliver you. He's able to bring you out. He will give you the grace to endure and overcome. God does not want you to cower, crawl up in a fetal position, but he wants you to stand, having your loins girt about with truth, which is his word. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, that your heart would be protected, and that your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, you take the shield of faith that you use to ward off the fiery darts of the wicked. You better be quenched. So when the enemy is shooting these darts at you, you're able to take that shield and position it to knock those arrows down. Sometimes you have to actually, in the natural realm, insert your hand like you have a shield, and your hand and the shield is in front of you. And when you feel those attacks coming, you begin to use that shield like they do in those movies when you see those soldiers, how they yield that shield to protect themselves from the arrows that are coming in. Are you tracking with me, saints? We catch all of our, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and you begin to use and to speak the word of God, that by his stripes I'm healed, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And you're doing this because you have the shield of faith, and you have the sword of the Spirit, and you're using the word of God to devour and to come against the enemy. Because the enemy comes at you to where, if I can get them to where they can't pray and they can't stand, God says, don't fall down. He says, stand in the power of his might, recognizing that it's the power of his Holy Spirit that is sustaining you, that is keeping you. And so you have to recognize that when the enemy comes, he's coming to distract you, to destroy you, to sow a seed of doubt, and get you to the place where you then eventually begin to walk in unbelief and do not believe that God is able to do it, that God is able to move. But I have to tell you, the God that we serve is able, and he can and he will deliver and bring you out. No matter how difficult your circumstance and situation might be, you continue to praise, Lord, I believe you. God, I trust you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my home. I thank you for my new job. I thank you for my car. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for delivering me from oppression. I thank you for the yoke of bitterness and unforgiveness being broken over my life. God, I thank you for your presence operating in my life, because I know that you are my God. And Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise. One thing about King David, he knew how to offer the sacrifice of praise. He knew how to praise and magnify the Lord. And sometimes, saints, you can't pray, but you can praise. Because when you begin to praise God, things begin to happen in the spiritual realm. I'm trying to tell you, saints, get to the place where you can say, Lord, I trust you. I believe that you're going to do it. And I put my faith and trust in you. There are times when I pray and say, God, it's just me and you. Lord, it's just me and you, and I ask that you move, God. I ask that you fix it. Some of you right now, you need a miracle, and I decree that God grants the miracle in the name of Yeshua. Saints, know that the God we serve, he is a great God. He is a good God. He's a merciful God, and God loves you. Saints, I'm not going to be able to finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. As always, I need your prayers. If God moves on you to bless the ministry, please be obedient to the Spirit of God, and I am grateful and thankful. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. And we need to be praying for our family members and our loved ones, that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel. Pray for your co-workers, that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel as well, because we are living in these perilous times, and we're praying for God to lead you, to guide you, to order your footsteps, so that you know where God wants you to do, what God wants you to speak to people. Be a light in the midst of darkness and continue to proclaim the goodness and the mercy of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.